I think in the last 7 years, FEMA has spent over $29 billion. We want to make sure that we're spending this money in an accurate way to make sure that we find out. You know, we're spending this money for security purposes, for first responders. Does that make us any safer? In fact, FEMA spent $5 million to measure how effectively it spent the $29 billion over the last 7 years. And guess what? They're still unable to accurately gauge if this spending has made us safer. So therefore, you know, we had a hearing on this. We worked it on in a bipartisan way. And we said, you know what we need to do? We need to go ahead and put some performance measures to make sure that we assess the efficiency and the effectiveness of Homeland Security grants. Because when you talk about $29 billion in preparedness grants to state and local entities since 2002, we got to make sure that we're spending the money correctly.
You know, one of my colleague Tom Temin's favorite sayings is, you cannot fatten a pig by weighing it. And this sounds like this is legislation that would fatten the pig after you weigh it, or you'd weigh the pig so you'd know how fat it is. I mean, it actually seems like that's the goal, is to figure out how to make this all work.
That's correct. And one of the things, and this is an issue I've been working on for many years. I added, I guess, about 98 or 99% of all the provisions in Texas where we also have moved into this direction. And in fact, you know, this is going to be important because you can't measure success or failure if you don't know if you're getting to that part. And this is why it's important. So we're doing a couple of things. You know, one, we're going to identify and eliminate any redundancies in the programs themselves. You know, we don't want to have paperwork just to have paperwork. Then we're going to assess the performance of this emergency preparedness funding programs, which I think in return will increase transparency and accountability. Bottom line is, we want to know that if we're spending federal dollars, are we effectively spending the federal dollars, and make sure that the taxpayers are getting the best bang for the buck. I mean, I think it's just incredible that, you know, FEMA has spent $5 million to see if they've are spending their money correctly. And guess what? They still don't even know that. And I told them, hey, you don't need to spend $5 million. You need to just set the right programs and procedures in place to make sure that we get there.
So, Representative, is it your suspicion that the granting of, that is, the approval process for the grants is the loose end of this, or is it they're not following up to see if the grantees are doing what they said they would do with the money? What's your suspicion?
I think it's a combination of both. We just can't just give money out to states and to local governments without having an overall strategy, vision, goals as to what we want to do for our security. Number one, so you got to have that goal, that mission, that strategy for securing our country. Number one. Number two is you got to have ways to measure this effectiveness, this performance. You know, you got to do that. And then second of all, and as you're doing that, then you got to do the follow up, making sure that we do this. Now, this is you know, quite honestly, I'm a Democrat, and my ranking member is a Republican. And, you know, we both felt that, you know, this is not a Democrat-Republican issue. You know, we passed this from the House, you know, from the committee, and then from the House unanimously, and then went over to the Senate. Same thing happened. And I think this is both Democrats and Republicans understand that, you know, when you're spending $29 billion, or you spent $29 billion over the last 7 years or so, and you don't know, you know, the answer to one question, are we safer? You know, how do you measure that? You know, when you send money down to a small, let's say, volunteer department down there in Texas or in Tennessee, is this part of the overall goal? And if you don't know, then all you're doing is just putting money out there, putting money out there, putting money out there, and we don't know if we're moving straight forward or we're moving backwards.
Why is this so hard to do? It seems like this would have been baked into the process from the very beginning.
Well, you know, the if you look at the federal budget, you know, I think right now our federal budget is about $3.7 trillion for 1 year. When you look at it and you look at the oversight that Congress has to do and you look at what the programs are doing, I mean, pretty much a lot of them are what we call line items. They're given money. You know, they generally know what to do with that. But they're doing it according to the way they know things that should be done. So therefore, in their opinion, that oversight hasn't been done there. The procedures for performance measurements to look at the efficiency and the effectiveness is not there. And the other thing is, you know, we haven't gone through this exercise. You know, you can have a program that's efficient, you can have a program that's effective. But the big question is it worthwhile having that program? I mean, is it worthwhile to do something, or are we just spending money because we've been spending money in this direction?
We're speaking with Texas Representative Henry Cuellar and about the FEMA spending efficiency bill. To tell you the truth, it sounds like this kind of process could be applied to a lot of departments, education and transportation that have had gigantic block grant or grant programs. Do you envision this maybe spreading throughout Congress and the other committees that oversee other departments?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that question because another bill that I have that I passed passed the House unanimously, and it just passed the Joe Lieberman's committee yesterday. It will be on the Senate floor sometime in the future. Is one to do exactly the same thing we're talking about FEMA. But it's going to be across the board. It will be probably one of the biggest changes we've seen in the last 20 years, which is exactly the same thing we're doing, except we're going across the board to the other agencies. Again, if you have a $3.7 trillion annual budget and you don't know exactly what you're getting for those dollars you're spending, it is incredible. I still remember back in the budget committee, my first term I was here, and I asked one of the witnesses, you know, at that time I think it was $3.3 trillion, and I said, do we really know what we're getting for these dollars? And the answer, and that was from the administration, he said, Congressman, quite honestly, no. And that's a little scary when you don't know, you know, what you're getting for the at that time it was $3.3 trillion on that. So now it's a little, you know, we got a little bit more money in the budget, and it's again, it's one of those things. If you don't, you can't measure success or failure if you don't know what you're doing. And here, you know, we need to do a lot of work. So I'm hoping that H.R. 2142, which we're just very, very, very close to getting this passed. You know, we've been working with Senator Warner on this, and you know, he's done a lot of this. I sat down with Senator Lieberman, and you know, he did that also when he was at the state. So there's a lot of folks that have gone through states that have that type of experience. I'm one of those too, that we've done this at the state level, and the last frontier is to do this at the federal government. A lot of this is going to be put out there for the public to look at, and I think this will be good because then public will say, oh, you know, okay, so we're spending, let's say, you know, $50-80 billion on Homeland Security. How are we getting this money? How are we spending this money? Once you put that information in easy terms for the public to look at, it's going to raise a lot of questions. And therefore, when you raise a lot of questions, I think that will be good for the agency to make sure that they're on their toes doing their job. When they think they can spend money, they think nobody's looking at them. And this is also from the government oversight, the legislative oversight from Congress or the public, then, you know, they're going to have, you know, their ways of doing things. But when they know that they're being looked at by the legislative body and by the taxpayers, I think, this will be good, to, you know, have efficiency, effectiveness, and accountability.